This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is February 17th, and it was on this date in 1913 that the state of Oregon's legislature passed the first minimum wage law in the country. It stated the law was passed to, quote, protect the lives and health and morals of women and minor workers, and to establish an industrial welfare commission to define its powers and duties, and to provide for the fixing of minimum wages and maximum hours and standard conditions, dot, 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 and then went on to say, to provide penalties for violation of this act. And they also declared 50-hour work weeks, 9-hour days, 45-minute lunch breaks, and a weekly wage not less than $8.64. That's still only $224.27 today. Also, on this date in 1968, the original Basketball Hall of Fame opened its doors to the public, more than 30 years after the idea was brought up. A capital campaign was put into place to erect a memorial to honor James Naismith, the man credited with inventing the game. As World War II took center stage, plans for the physical building for the Hall of Fame were shelved. However, in 1959, even with no official structure, the Basketball Hall of Fame was incorporated and the first class of inductees were announced. The building is named for Naismith and serves as basketball's most complete library and honors its greatest players, coaches, and staff. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow, and today is history.